Boningo ya ngana Yesue, boningo ya sukateo.
So it's good to be in the presence of God. Now we are going to pray for the word of God. He sent his word and his word healed them. So let the word of God that we'll be receiving today, men of God, let God speak to us, let God deliver us, let God heal us, let God promote us, let God touch us today. So we're going to ask God to use the servant of God powerfully, mightily, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Everlasting Father, O Lord, as we pray, O Lord Jesus Christ, for the word that we'll be receiving this morning, my Father, my God, touch your people, touch each and every person, O my Father, my God, that we'll be receiving. Let your word, O Lord, take place in the life of each and every person in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord. Use, O Lord, your servant. Use the Pastor Daniel, O Lord Jesus Christ. Use him, O my Father, my God, so that the word that will come out of him, O Lord, the fire to touch each and every person that will be receiving it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord, touch your people, O Lord. Touch your people, O my Father, my God. Deliver your people, O Lord, to your word. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we pray, O Lord, any power, O Lord, always steal the word of God in the life of your people. We destroy and bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind and destroy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of destruction we destroy in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Father, my God, we thank you, O Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So this is the time we are going to receive the word of God to the man of God. So let us all be connected as the man of God is going to stand and come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Problem. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Ma soeur, mon frère, là où tu es, essaie de voir ta situation. Essaie de voir ta situation. Essaie de voir ta situation. Commence à prier que l'éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant te délivre. Que l'éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant me délivre. Que l'Éternel, Dieu Tout-Puissant, nous parle, qu'on soit sanctifié par la parole de Dieu. Ne vois pas l'autre à côté de toi, vois toi-même. Moi-même, je suis en train de voir moi-même. Au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Merci Seigneur Jésus, thank you Lord.
Jésus Christ, Jésus, 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 Jésus Christ, Jésus, 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 Jesus Lord, Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus, Jesus Lord, Jesus. Jesus Christ, Jesus, the God of deliverance. Jesus, the God of purification. Jesus, the God of deliverance. Jesus. The God of sanctification, Jesus. The God of the Holy Ghost, Jesus. The God of sanctification, Jesus. The God of the purification. Jesus Lord, Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus, Jesus Lord, Jesus, Jesus Lord, Jesus.
Yes, yes, thank you Lord, thank you Holy Ghost, thank you Master Jesus Christ, thank you Master Jesus Christ for your love, for your kindness, for your care. Merci Seigneur Jésus, merci Saint-Esprit pour la parole qui va délivrer, pour la parole qui va guérir, pour la parole qui va sanctifier. Au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth, je bénis ma soeur, mon frère qui est ici au Père éternel. Et je bénis toute personne qui est connectée maintenant au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Mon Dieu, mon roi, bénédiction au nom de Jésus. Bénédiction au nom puissant de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Alléluia. Merci Seigneur Jésus pour tout. Que l'honneur et la gloire te reviennent, Papa. Cette parole va nous délivrer. Cette parole va nous purifier. Cette parole va nous sanctifier. Cette parole va nous motiver. Au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Touche toute personne qui est ici, Papa. Et même ceux qui sont en train de suivre dans la radio, dans Facebook, dans YouTube. My Father, I pray that you bless everyone here. And those who are following via Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, bless them, Jehovah, by the power of your Spirit, by the power of your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, my brother, may you have a seat. Ma soeur, mon frère, aujourd'hui, nous continuons notre sermon sur les anges divins. My brother, my sister, today, we are going to continue our sermon on the divine angels, part 3. We have seen part 1. Part 2, and today, by the grace of God, we see part 3. We are sorry for the delay to start the sermon. It's due to technical problem in the media department. Nous sommes désolés pour le retard de commencer le sermon. Cela est causé par un problème technique au niveau des médias. Mais nous bénissons le Seigneur, quelles que soient les attaques du diable, nous, les chrétiens, on a toujours arrivé à la destination. Ce qui compte, c'est la destination. Alléluia. Oui, ma soeur, mon frère, Que chacun de nous puisse ouvrir le livre d'Apocalypse, chapitre 12, de 7 à 12. Le deuxième verset biblique qu'on va lire, c'est Luc, chapitre 1, de 26 à 30. The first biblical verse we are going to read is Revelation chapter 12, from 7 to 12. And Luke chapter 1, from 26 to 30. Yes, may you prepare the reading of the word of God. In the meantime, I would like you and I to pray for one of our sisters. I have just received a prayer request. Sister Leila. Sister Leila is in Cape Town. She has a very terrible situation in the life of her child. Sister Leila is a Muslim sister who contacted me, I think, 3 weeks ago to pray for her. I understood that had a spiritual problem, the terrible one. And then after that, can you increase a little bit the background sound? Now, we understand that by the time I was busy preparing and to pray for her, the devil has now tormented again the sister, and the sister changed her mind. She start now blaspheming Christian. Start now blaspheming Christian and the Holy Ghost. You see, it's not easy to follow the way of the cross. It is not easy to follow the way of the cross. Mama Giselle knows the situation. The sister was there and to blaspheme Christian, saying many words. Prove to her that we Christians, we have love. But you are saying that you hate pastors and you hate Christians. But we Christians, we love everyone. We Christians, we pray even for Muslim. We pray even for Muslim people. We pray for Muslim people. We pray for everyone. We pray for bad people, we pray for evil people, we pray for witch and wizard. Our desire, it is for everyone to be delivered. That is what Jesus Christ wants. I did explain this even to our sister to prove that there is a difference between we Christians and other men of God, other churches. But the sister, it was not because of her. It was because of the devil. The devil used her and to frustrate what God was planning to do. Thank God today, the sister has sent a letter of apology. A letter of apology to the man of God. A letter of apology to Christian. What matters here, it is to prove love. Love, the love of God. The love of God, that's what matters. This is very important to understand this message. Someone has insulted you. Someone has presented the word that is clear, that I hate you pastors and I hate you Christians. And today the person is coming and to pray for the same person because he's in deep suffering. What will you do? What will you do? That is the difference between Christians and other religion. Other religions, they behave like Pharisees. There is no love. The love is a conditioned love. I can't hear well the background sound, but don't be make it higher. You can see that you can't hear it. So, when you see the Pharisees, they show love, but the love of the Pharisees is a conditional love. There are some churches, for you to be helped by them, you need to be a member of the church. I am telling the truth. If you are not a member of the church, they can't even help you. When you come, pastor, they will ask, are you a member of the church? No, pastor, I am not. They will put you aside. They will, first of all, take care of those who are members of the church. Even when you are a member of that church, if you don't pay your tithe, you don't pay your offering, the pastor will put you aside. You will just take care, first of all, of those who are faithful, financially speaking. I am telling the truth. But if you are a true Christian, what will prove to you that you are a true Christian? It is love. Sorry, I did not say this in French for our brothers and sisters. Let me just summarize this in French. It is important that to say this. Then we will pray for 1 minute for our sister, and we will come to the word of God, because this is important. Love. The love of God has changed the program. It is important. Je disais ceci en anglais. Que 3 semaines passées ou 1 mois passé déjà, j'avais reçu une sœur qui vit en Afrique du Sud, mais à Cape Town. Et cette sœur-là est musulmane. Elle m'a appelé pour prier pour elle. Mais qu'est-ce qui s'est passé? Au moment où on se préparait pour qu'elle rentre dans le studio, orientation prophétique en ligne, la sœur, l'esprit l'a frappé encore, le diable. Et elle a changé de comportement. La sœur a insulté les chrétiens. Elle a commencé à insulter même les pasteurs. La sœur dit que moi, je hais les chrétiens. Je hais les pasteurs. J'ai dit, mais pourquoi tu m'as contacté? Elle dit, non, c'est une erreur que j'ai faite. Et j'ai laissé. J'ai dit, mais ma sœur, nous sommes chrétiens, mais on a l'amour. On prie même pour les musulmans. Je peux t'envoyer des musulmans qui ont témoigné quand j'ai prié pour eux. Mais je ne crois pas si vous, les musulmans, vous pouvez prier pour les chrétiens. Et après, qu'est-ce que j'ai fait? Je l'ai laissé. Aujourd'hui, la sœur a envoyé une lettre de pardon. Et c'est ça qui est important que Dieu considère. Dieu ne voit pas ce que la sœur a fait. Ce que la sœur a fait devient une leçon de morale pour toi et moi, de respecter le Saint-Esprit. Cette sœur, son enfant est gravement malade. C'était le même enfant, je voulais prier pour cet enfant en ce moment-là, et ça capote. Et aujourd'hui, l'enfant est gravement malade, et la sœur a envoyé la lettre d'excuse. Elle a demandé pardon. Donc voilà pourquoi je dis que nous les chrétiens, nous avons l'amour. La chose qui va démontrer que toi et moi, on est chrétiens, c'est l'amour. Les pharisiens n'ont pas manifesté l'amour. L'amour des pharisiens, c'est un amour conditionné. C'est-à-dire, si tu es avec eux, ils vont te considérer, ils vont t'aider. Mais si tu n'es pas avec eux, ils ne peuvent pas prendre soin de toi. Il y a certaines églises, si tu n'es pas membre de cette église, on te met de côté. Même si tu as des problèmes. Même quand tu es dans cette église-là, le pasteur aussi fait la différence entre ceux qui sont en train de payer l'argent, les offrandes, tout. Il prend soin de ces gens-là. Et ceux qui ne donnent rien, on les met à l'écart. Le pasteur ne les reçoit même pas. L'esprit pharisien est dans les églises. Je pense que vous avez compris. Mais aujourd'hui, je bénis le Seigneur. Cette sœur a demandé pardon, le Saint-Esprit est content. Nous allons prier que l'Éternel Dieu puisse pardonner cette sœur. On va prier que l'Éternel Dieu puisse restaurer cette sœur. On va prier que les docteurs puissent savoir ce qu'il faut faire. L'oreille qui est bouchée, le docteur n'arrive même pas à enlever la chose qui est à l'intérieur là-bas. Que l'Éternel Dieu fasse des miracles, que l'oreille soit résolue. Au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth, on se met debout, commence à intercéder, manifeste l'amour, lève-toi et commence à prier pour cette sœur. Elle s'appelle la sœur Leila. My brother, my sister, may you stand up and to pray for sister Leila and her child in the hospital. Yes, pray for sister Leila in Cape Town.
Oh,
For the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver her. For the Lord Jesus Christ to touch her. For the Lord Jesus Christ to heal the child. For the Lord Jesus Christ to bless the child. Let there be healing power, miracle, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let there be healing power, healing power, healing power, healing power, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. As you pray for Sister Leila, the Lord Jesus Christ is also answering your personal prayer request. Pray. As you pray for Sister Leila in Cape Town, Jesus Christ is also answering your prayer request. You following on Facebook in America, in UK, in France, in India, in Ghana, in Kenya, pray, pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father Lord, touch your sister Leila. This is an opportunity for you to show the power of Christianity. This is an opportunity for you to show the power of Christianity, the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the living church, the power of the living church, the power of the living church. This is an opportunity, my Father, for you to prove the power of the living church, the love of the living church, the love of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bonjour, mon roi. Ça, c'est une opportunité pour toi, pour montrer la puissance du Saint-Esprit, la puissance de l'amour de Christ, la puissance de l'amour de Christ, la puissance de l'amour de Christ. Holy Ghost in Cape Town, Holy Ghost in Cape Town, inspire the doctor, 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 Holy Ghost in Cape Town, Holy Ghost in Cape Town, inspire the doctor, inspire the doctor, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah. You can have a seat. Thank you for your cooperation. Vous pouvez vous asseoir. Merci pour la coopération. On va maintenant ici lire la parole de Dieu. Revelation chapter 12, from 7 to 12. On va lire Apocalypse chapitre 12, de 7 à 12. Brother Dan Fett, you can read this in English. And someone want to read it in French. But because of time, I think we are going to read in English. The second biblical verse, Luke chapter 1, from 26 to 30, we're going to read it in French and in English. Donc, Apocalypse, on va seulement lire cela en anglais. Quelqu'un qui va lire en français, part pour Luc chapitre 1, de 26 à 30 en français. Let us read Revelation chapter 12 from 7 to 12 in English. Toi, ma soeur, mon frère, qui suis en français, veuillez lire Apocalypse 12, de 7 à 12. Yes, reading.
I read in Jesus' name. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called Astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels, our power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of not love their lives so much as to shrink. To the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you.
Veuillez lire cela en français. Veuillez lire cela en français. Apocalypse.
Contre les dragons. Et les dragons et ses anges combattirent. Satan, celui qui séduit toute la terre, et fut précipité sur la terre. Salut est arrivé, et la puissance et les règnes de notre Dieu et l'autorité. Jour et nuit. Ils l'ont vaincu à cause du sang de l'agneau et à cause de leur témoignage. Et ils n'ont pas aimé leur vie jusqu'à craindre la mort. C'est pourquoi, réjouissez-vous, cieux, et à la mer, car le diable est descendu vers vous animer tant qu'il a peu de temps. Amen.
We thank you for this word, which is very important to deliver our spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Jehovah, for the inspiration and to make our soul satisfied, strong enough by the power of your word. I bless my sisters, my brothers, those who are connected right now, even here, Lord, to be blessed and blessed again as we manifest the love to understand your will. I pray for the light of the Holy Ghost to shine over everyone in this place, in America, in Europe, Asia, Africa, and South Africa. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, I pray that I will be short. I pray that the Holy Ghost help me to present this message in a very systematic way. The title of this message is The Divine Angels. Le titre de ce message, c'est Les Anges Divins. The Divine Angels, we have seen part 1, part 2, and today it is part 3. Part 1 is about the angel called Seraphim. Seraphim, we say that he is the angel that promotes sanctification, holiness, like what he did to Daniel the prophet in the book of Isaiah the prophet in the book of Isaiah chapter 6. The same angel did the same thing in the book of Zechariah chapter 3. And then we went to part 2 where we saw the angel called Cherubim. And we say that the Cherubim is the angel that protects God's property. And then today we see another angel. We have read Revelation chapter 12 from 7 to 12. And I want you, just because of time, to write down Luke chapter 1 from 26 and 30. It's for you to read and to understand the development of this message. Today we see the angel called Michael. Michael. Let me say this in French. Ma soeur, mon frère, nous avons vu la première partie sur l'ange, les anges divins, partie 1. Là, on a vu Séraphin. Séraphin, c'est un ange qui fait la promotion de la sanctification, la vie de sanctification. Lorsque toi et moi, on est affaibli et qu'on n'a pas la force de sortir de la lourdeur spirituelle, l'Éternel Dieu, à travers son Saint-Esprit, à travers le Saint-Esprit, il nous fait sortir de la lourdeur spirituelle. Mais cette onction que tu vas recevoir à côté de toi, c'est l'ange qui va te réveiller. Nous avons vu dans Ésaïe 6, là où l'ange Séraphin avait nettoyé le prophète Ésaïe et à être maintenant capable de servir le Seigneur. Zacharie, chapitre 3, on a vu que l'ange avait nettoyé le prophète Zacharie, donc sous la forme bien sûr prophétiquement de Josué, à cause des péchés qu'il avait du peuple d'Israël. On a parlé de ça, je vous invite à suivre la partie 1 et la partie 2 de ce message. Aujourd'hui, par la grâce de Dieu, nous venons de lire Apocalypse chapitre 12, de 7 à 12. Et je vous prie de prendre note, Luc chapitre 1, de 26 à 30. On va parler de l'ange Michel. So, we speak about today of the angel called Michael. The angel Michael, we name him the Archangel. The Bible is talking about the archangel in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Just take note from 16 to 17. Apostle Paul is talking about the archangel that is gonna ring the trumpet in the time of the rapture. You understand that the archangel, it is an angel of war. Is a warrior. Is a warrior. The archangel here, it is Michael. Why we call him archangel? Archangel, it is an angel who is on top of many other angels. Is a chief. Is a prince. Is a chief. Is a prince. That is why we call him archangel. Is on top of other angels. He has a group of angels that he controls. He is the one who is giving instruction. Many angels, they are under him. That is why we call him archangel. Please understand the definition of archangel. Ma soeur, mon frère, vous veuillez comprendre la définition de archange. Comment on appelle ça en français? Archange. Qui peut m'aider? Papa Jérémy, en français, comment on appelle ça? Archange. Merci. Veuillez comprendre la définition de Archange Michel. Merci beaucoup. Archange Michel. Quand on parle de l'Archange Michel, ça veut dire que ici, l'ange là est en haut. Il est au-dessus de beaucoup d'autres anges. Archange Michel, ça veut dire l'ange Michel, c'est un ange qui est au-dessus d'autres anges. Le mot archange veut dire c'est un ange qui est au-dessus de beaucoup d'autres anges. Il donne les instructions. C'est ça ce que ça veut dire, la définition de archange. Donc, Michel ici, c'est un ange qu'on appelle archange. Pourquoi? Parce qu'il est au-dessus d'autres anges. Il donne des instructions. Vous avez compris? On est en train d'évoluer. The archangel, his role is to assist humankind. Is to assist humankind. Humankind. Le rôle de l'archange, c'est un rôle d'assister l'être humain ici sur la terre. Ici sur la terre. Voilà pourquoi tu vas bien comprendre lorsque nous allons évoluer, tu comprendras la forme représentative de l'arc de l'archange. The archangel, it is an angel that assists humankind. You will understand when you're going to present the look or the way they look like. You will understand that they are close to humankind and to be able and to assist them. We have seen the description of seraphim. We have seen the description of cherubim, prophetically speaking. Nous avons vu la description de seraphim. Nous avons vu la description de, comment on appelle, de chérubin. Aujourd'hui, nous parlons de archange Michel. Archangel Michael is a great defender. He's the great defender in heaven. Is the great defender in heaven. Archangel is the great defender. He's the one who defends on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the humankind. Please follow as I'm moving forward. Archange Michel, c'est un grand défenseur. Il défend ici l'être humain qui est attaché, bien sûr, à Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. We understand in the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible is introducing archangel fighting against Satan for the body of Moses when he died. But what you need to understand here is this. Archangel, when he was rebuking Satan, he did not do it in his name. He said, Jehovah rebukes you. Meaning that here I learned something new. When we are praying for people, when we are especially casting out demons, we don't do it by ourselves. I understand that if Archangel did not use his own power to rebuke Satan while they were fighting for the body of Moses, he used the name of Jehovah, Yahweh. He did not say that, I rebuke you, and I will use to say, you Satan, I rebuke you, I rebuke you. It is normal, it's not bad. But the problem is that you and I, we are saying to Satan, I rebuke you, we are weak. We are weak, physically we are weak. Spiritually we are weak. We are weak, but you used to say, I rebuke you Satan. It's not bad, it's biblical. But there is another strategy we need to learn. Archangel Michael, he did not say, I rebuke you, Satan. He said, the Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you. Papa Jeremy, do you understand? This is something you need to understand. If you use Jesus Christ's power, there will be no reason the devil gonna give to resist you. If you use the authority of Jesus Christ, the power of Jesus Christ, there will be no reason for the devil to resist your prayer. That is something new I have learned when I read Jude chapter 1, verse 9. Let me say this in French. Lorsqu'on parle de archange Michel, dans Jude chapitre 1, verse 9, il y a quelque chose de nouveau que nous devons apprendre. Quelle est cette chose-là? L'ange Michel n'a pas utilisé son autorité, quand bien même il en a. mais il n'avait pas utilisé son autorité et sa puissance pour chasser le diable, pour chasser Satan. L'ange Michel, ce qu'il a fait, il a utilisé la puissance et l'autorité de Yahweh. Jude chapitre 1 verset 9, il a dit, toi Satan, Yahweh te reproche. Libère le corps de Moïse. Essaye de voir un peu. Mais toi et moi, on a l'habitude de dire, toi Satan, je te frappe. Toi Satan, je te frappe. C'est biblique, c'est bon. Mais parfois on échoue. Pourquoi? Parce que nous avons des limites. Nous avons des limites. Les limites qu'on peut avoir peuvent frustrer la réussite de notre prière. Parce que le diable, il est accusateur. Il est accusateur lorsque on commet de péché. Si l'ange Michel, qui est ici le grand défenseur, n'avait pas utilisé son autorité pour frapper Satan, ça veut dire toi et moi, on peut utiliser Jésus-Christ seulement dans nos prières et nous allons réussir. C'est très important, ma soeur, mon frère, de comprendre cette stratégie de prière. Je pense que là, on peut continuer. The archangel Michael is a protector. He's a protector. He's the great defender. Do you see? And we understand that the archangel Michael is the same angel that fought with the angel Gabriel when the prophet Daniel was busy waiting for the answer from the Lord. You can read in the book of Daniel chapter 10, Daniel chapter 8. Okay, just read it and you will understand the story. Prophet Daniel was busy waiting for God's answer. All the answer was given. Now, is the angel Gabriel who carried the answer. But the angel Gabriel is not a warrior. Do you see the difference? We talk now about another angel. He's not a warrior. The angel Gabriel carried the answer. But Satan blocked the angel. Satan blocked the angel. And thank God, God sent the archangel Michael to fight against Satan in order to release even the angel to go and give the answer to Prophet Daniel. Please understand this very well, that Michael, as the angel he is the defender, is the protector. If today the Lord Jesus Christ can send Michael by your side, I am telling the truth, there will be no other spirit that is going to resist you, because he is the one on top who is the great defender. Please follow me as I am moving, because I'm using a method by the grace of God to be short. Let me say this in French. Nous comprenons que le prophète Daniel, il faudrait lire Daniel chapitre 8, Daniel chapitre 10, vous allez comprendre ici que le prophète Daniel, quand il avait prié, Dieu avait répondu. Mais la réponse, c'était l'ange Gabriel qui l'avait amené. L'ange Gabriel ici, il a amené la réponse. Mais on comprend que cette réponse était bloquée quelque part. Pourquoi? Parce que Satan, il était là pour empêcher que prophète Daniel puisse recevoir la réponse. Mais gloire à Dieu, l'ange Michel, donc archange Michel, était venu pour lutter contre Satan, à libérer cette bénédiction-là, cette réponse. Et on comprend que maintenant, l'ange Gabriel est arrivé. il a commencé à raconter l'histoire au prophète Daniel. C'est dans une vision. Je ne sais pas si vous comprenez ici la puissance de Michel comme ange. Si aujourd'hui Dieu peut nous envoyer Michel comme ange à côté de nous, je vous dis la vérité, les petits démons là ne peuvent même pas s'approcher. On a besoin de la protection divine. Je vous dis la vérité, ma soeur, mon frère. Si l'ange Gabriel était ici, empêché par Satan, ça veut dire dans la vie, chaque personne a son rôle. Regarde bien l'organigramme au niveau du ciel. L'ange Gabriel, il a un autre rôle. L'ange Michel a un autre rôle. Ils travaillent ensemble, chacun joue son rôle pour le royaume de Dieu. Mais toi et moi, on fait comment? L'ange Gabriel, lui, il est le messager. Comment on appelle ça en français? Le messager. Voilà, il est le messager. L'ange Gabriel, il amène le message. Son rôle, c'est d'amener le message. Le message, il le donne. Il a donné le message au prophète Daniel. Il a donné le message à Joseph. Il a amené le message à Zacharie. Ça y est dans la Bible. Je pourrais chercher les versets bibliques que je vous donnerai. Lui, il est le messager, l'ange Gabriel. Il n'est pas un combattant. Mais quand il a amené le message du prophète Daniel, le diable l'a bloqué. Lui, il est en train de raconter l'histoire au prophète Daniel dans la vision que c'est l'ange Michel qui était venu le sauver. Voilà. Si les anges peuvent faire ça, eux qui sont saints, à combien plus forte raison toi et moi? Tu ne peux pas dire, ma soeur, mon frère, que les dons que tu as, c'est complet. Tu n'as plus besoin des dons de d'autres personnes. Non, c'est faux. Moi, je ne peux pas dire que les dons que j'ai, c'est complet. Je n'ai plus besoin des dons de d'autres personnes. Non, c'est faux. Nous, les pasteurs, on est trop égoïstes et orgueilleux. Je causais au téléphone avec un pasteur. Quand j'étais en train de causer, Dieu m'a ouvert les yeux d'un autre pasteur. Parce que ce pasteur-là, il était là en train de prêcher dans l'église de cet pasteur-là. Qui causait avec moi, bien sûr. Alors, j'ai vu l'image de ce pasteur qui prêchait avant, 2 semaines avant. Et quand je cause avec le pasteur titulaire, Dieu m'a ouvert les yeux. J'ai dit au pasteur titulaire, le pasteur qui avait prêché 2 semaines avant, je le vois avec une maladie. Maladie de tension. Maladie qui affecte la circulation sanguine. Il doit vraiment faire très attention. Il doit aller à l'hôpital. Il doit se traiter. Il doit chercher la délivrance. Sinon, il tombera devant la chair. Je l'ai dit. Le pasteur titulaire me dit, oui, je vais le lui dire. Une fois, il m'avait parlé de cette maladie, la tension complique le pasteur. Je dis, parle à ce pasteur de me voir. Je vais prononcer un mot. Jusqu'à présent, ce pasteur-là ne m'a pas encore contacté. Voilà, ça c'est un exemple que je donne. On n'a pas compris comment fonctionne le royaume de Dieu. On n'a pas compris le corps de Christ. Alors, apôtre Paul a dit, les dons qu'il nous a donnés, les ministères qu'il nous a donnés, c'est pour l'édification du corps de Christ. Voilà comment se présente. Je vais dire ceci en anglais. My brother, my sister, we understand here that the angel Gabriel, he's the messenger. He's the angel messenger. He's an angel that brings a message, good news. Gabriel the angel revealed himself to prophet Daniel. Okay? And he's explaining that I came with the message for you. And such a message is for you, for the children of Israel. But I was delayed by the devil, Satan, who did not allow me to pass. Thank God. The archangel Michael came to rescue me, to help me pass through. He defeated the devil, Satan, Lucifer. Now I am here to present this message. That is the vision of Prophet Daniel talking with Gabriel the angel. Try to understand here, my brother, my sister. Gabriel is an angel that brings good news. If today the Lord is calling you, he will send his angel. He will not send Michael, but he will send Gabriel. Because there is order in the kingdom of God. There is order in the kingdom of God. He will send Gabriel to give you the message. If there will be a problem that needs spiritual welfare or to fight, God will never send Gabriel. Gabriel will just come to give you the message. But the archangel Michael will come to deliver you. Archangel Michael is a protector. He's the great defender. He's an agent of deliverance. Follow me. I'm about to finish the message. He's an agent of deliverance. I remember many times when I pray for people for deliverance, there was one sister who testified that he saw the angel in the church when I was busy praying for her. The eyes opened. It's a prophetess, and she saw many angels in the church. But the church did not have many people. But she saw many angels in the church. They were there, protective angels. Those are angels, not even Michael. Those are angels under Michael. See how good is our God. Elijah the prophet, when there was an attack by the enemy, he said to his servant, "I pray that the eyes will open." Because the servant was afraid to see the enemy, they were big in number. He was worried. The prophet said, "I pray that the Lord opens your eyes so you can see." And the eyes got open. He saw many angels around them, the angel from heaven. Those angels, to see them, you need spiritual eyes. But there were many soldiers or enemies wearing the armor against wearing the armor of war against the prophet. But the soldiers from heaven, they were great in number, and they defeated all the enemies that were there, planning to destroy the life of the prophet. We have angels everywhere. That is why you and I are living. The plan of the devil, it is for you and I not even to live. But if today you live, no matter the problem, the challenge you may have, but you are living thanks to God's power. And God has the power, and that power is releasing his angels and to work for us, to protect us, and to deliver us. The angel Gabriel is a messenger, but the angel Michael is the great defender. Now, see here. Prophet Daniel is saying that Gabriel the angel was blocked there with the message that the Lord has sent for him. But thanks to the great defender, Archangel Michael, who came to release him. If the devil could block Gabriel, if God could send Michael to release, it means that there is an order in the body of Christ that you and I we need to follow as an example. Gabriel the angel is a purified, is a holy. but he's not a warrior. He needs a warrior to do the job. So, kingdom of God, you and I, we have different roles. We have different dimension in the spirit. We have different level in the spirit. We have different gift. We may have the same gift, but different grace. That is another issue. That is why we need to communicate together. We need to work together. We need to help one another. Gabriel was helped by Michael. Do you see? So it is important, you and I, to work together. The gift of God, the ministries, according to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, it is for the edification of the body of Christ. So what I have, I share it to you for the body of Christ. What you have, you share it to me for the body of Christ. Every person or man of God has his role to play for the edification of the body of Christ. Do you see, my brother and sister? I was talking with a pastor, and the Holy Ghost opened my eyes, and I saw one of his fellow pastor preaching in the church. Then I saw that that pastor had a problem, blood pressure. Then I said to the pastor who was talking with me, the pastor that you invited in your church, I saw him now that he has a problem of blood circulation. He must go to the hospital to treat, and he needs also deliverance prayer. If not, he will fall on the pulpit. The pastor said, yes, Pastor Daniel Watson, what you are saying, it is correct. The pastor told me about this sickness that is disturbing him. Thank God, you have confirmed it. I said, inform the pastor, then let him contact me, we're going to pray. The pastor said, no, send a message, a voice note. I sent a voice note, but that pastor never come back to me until now. But the pastor who was talking with me confirmed, yes, he told me about that. Someone can say, no, there was an arrangement. Maybe I spoke with that pastor before I give the prophecy. No, it can't work like that. But why that pastor did not come back to me? Why that pastor did not at least answer the message, the prophecy I sent to him, which is true according to the confirmation that a pastor made. This is what's happening in the body of Christ. We are so selfish. We are so greedy. And we are so proud. We don't accept to work together. That is the problem. That is why the devil is taking advantage against us. Churches are getting scattered, divided. You see, there is no love. There is no harmony. Churches, they are wishing other churches to fall down, to collapse, not to succeed. But we are fighting against the devil. We are not fighting against the churches. But now churches, they are fighting against churches. That is why we are weak. We are not strong spiritually. Because we are behaving wrongly. The power is gone. Voilà pourquoi on est plus puissant. La puissance est partie. La puissance est partie. On est plus puissant. La puissance est partie. À cause de l'orgueil, à cause de la jalousie, il y a des poisons entre nous. Regarde, Gabriel et Michel, ils sont ensemble. Gabriel reconnaît la puissance de Michel. Michel reconnaît la puissance de Gabriel. Lui, c'est un prophète. Gabriel, c'est un prophète. Gabriel amène le message. Et quand il amène le message, automatiquement, Michel va comprendre que ça, c'est un message. Je dois faire ça, je dois faire ça. Gabriel reconnaît que lui, il est prophète, il est messager. Mais il reconnaît que Michel est plus puissant que lui. Voilà comment ça se passe. Hein, ma soeur, mon frère? Do you understand this lesson? Ça, c'est très important, ma soeur, mon frère. Nous avons dans d'autres livres beaucoup d'archange Michel. Non, beaucoup d'archanges. We have in other books many archangels. But in the Bible, we only have one archangel. It is Michael. Please understand this very well. In the Bible, we only have archangel Michael. Dans la Bible, on a seulement l'archange Michel. Pas d'autre dans la Bible. Mais il y a d'autres livres qui sont sortis de l'Église catholique. Par exemple, les livres comme Tobie. Là-bas, on a parlé. Gabriel, il est même archange Michel. Il y a les Raphaël, il y a les Raphaël, il y a les Gabriel. Ils sont là, beaucoup d'archanges Michel, plus de 12. Mais dans la Bible que je suis en train d'utiliser ici, je précise bien, il n'y a que un seul archange qui est l'archange Michel. Je pense que vous êtes en train de me suivre, parce que ne soyez pas embrouillés, s'il vous plaît. I want you to understand, my brother, my sister, that in the Bible, we have only Michael as archangel. There are other books, like the book of Tobit. There you can see, it's a Catholic book. Yes, there you can see there are many archangels. There are many. Gabriel, you can find him as an archangel. He's there. You can see there, the angel Raphael, they are there. But I'm talking about the Bible. Please don't be distracted. I'm talking about the Bible. There is only one archangel. It is Michael, who is on top. But it is true. There are other archangels. It is true. Because Prophet Daniel is saying, when he's presenting his vision, is saying that Archangel Michael is one of the chief priests. That's what he's saying. Archangel is one of the chief priests. But he did not develop, he did not give the name or the list, but he said Archangel Michael is one of the chief priests. That is what he's saying. Meaning that there are many other archangels. Chief priest. Archangel Michael is one of the chief priests. Meaning that there are angels, there are princes. There are princes. But the one who is on top is an archangel. And Michael is one of them. I believe you are following me. Let me say this in French. Je disais que dans la Bible, il y a seulement un seul archange Michel. Mais la Bible reconnaît qu'il y a beaucoup d'autres archanges Michel, selon la prophétie du prophète Daniel. Je suis dans Daniel 8, lisez Daniel 8, Daniel 10, vous allez comprendre ça. Parce que le temps est parti, on ne peut pas tout lire. Le prophète Daniel, il dit que l'ange Michel, il est l'un de chefs princes. L'un de chefs princes. Donc ça veut dire qu'il y a beaucoup de chefs princes. Il y a beaucoup des anges qui sont chefs. Donc il y a beaucoup d'archanges. Il y a beaucoup d'archanges. Je pense que vous avez compris cela. Merci beaucoup pour l'attention et la précision. Maintenant regarde bien. Je termine ici. Quel est le rôle ici de l'archange Michel? Quel est le rôle de l'archange Michel et l'apparence de l'archange Michel? Je disais ceci, que l'archange Michel, il est l'un des chefs princes, selon ce que le prophète Daniel a dit, n'est-ce pas? Dans Daniel chapitre 10, vous allez voir ça là-bas. L'archange Michel, il est le gardien des enfants de Dieu. Il est le gardien de l'Israël, selon Daniel chapitre 12, verset 1. L'archange Michel, c'était un agent de délivrance contre Satan. Ok? Voilà. L'archange Michel, c'était un agent de délivrance qui délivre les gens au nom du Seigneur. Alors qu'il a la puissance, il ne le fait pas en son nom, il le fait au nom du Seigneur. Suivez bien. L'archange Michel, selon la Bible, il est comme Dieu. On l'appelle comme Dieu. L'ange qui est comme Dieu. Il a la loyauté, il a la soumission. Nous devons être comme Dieu. Nous devons avoir la soumission. Nous devons avoir la loyauté. L'archange Michel, il est protectif. Il est protectif. C'est un ange protectif. Il protège, il délivre. L'archange Michel, il s'habille comme un soldat. Selon le livre d'Éphésiens, chapitre 6, de 10 à 12. L'armor, je ne sais pas en français comment on appelle ça. L'armure de Dieu. La tenue de Dieu. Toi et moi, on a la tenue de Dieu. L'armure. La tenue de Dieu. La tenue des soldats. Vous savez, dans l'ancienne alliance, les enfants d'Israël partaient dans les combats, ils s'habillaient, ils avaient ce qu'on appelle l'armure de Dieu. C'est-à-dire, il y a la ceinture, il y a le bouclier. Voyez un peu, lisez ça dans Éphésiens 6, de 10 à 18. Il n'y a pas de temps à développer. Je pense que vous avez compris ici. Je vais dire ceci en anglais. Ah oui, c'est my brother, my sister, the role and the appearance of Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is one of the chief princes, meaning that there are many chief princes, according to Daniel chapter 12. When you say chief princes, means archangel. There are many archangels, okay? Archangel Michael is a guard over Israel, a protector over Israel, a protector over you and I. Genesis chapter 12, they say, No, Daniel. Chapter. Brother Dan, can you change the battery or give me another mic, please? Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. He is a protector over Israel, meaning that he is a protector over you and I. Do you see? Give another one while you are busy exchanging. He is a protector over Israel. We need to understand, my brother, my sister, that thank you, hallelujah. Okay, thank you. So, the Archangel Michael is a protector over Israel. Meaning that the angel Michael is protecting us everywhere you go. Understand that the angel Michael is there. The angel Michael is there to protect us. Hallelujah. And we say the angel Michael is a deliverer. He delivers in the name of the Lord, not in his own name, but in the name of the Lord. The angel God is like God. Is like God. See the description? Is like God. You can see, meaning that he has loyalty and he has the spirit of submission. You and I, we need to have the spirit of submission. The Archangel Michael is dressing like a soldier, according to Ephesians chapter 6 from 10 to 18. You and I, we need to behave like a soldier every time. Read Ephesians chapter 6 from 10 to 18 to understand the way you and I we need to be. That is the way Archangel is. That is why he always succeeds. He always succeeds when he's fighting the devil. You and I, we need to understand Ephesians chapter 6 from 10 to 18 in order to know how to be successful over the enemy. Always read armor of God. The appearance of the angel Gabriel, we understand. The angel Gabriel, he stands in the presence of the Lord. He stands in the presence of the Lord. He is saying it when he met Zachariah. He said, I stand in the presence of the Lord. Luke chapter 1 from 26 to 30, you will understand the role of Gabriel the angel. He comes with a message. He's a messenger of good news. It is good, you and I, to receive the angel Gabriel. When we have a problem, we need a prophecy. The angel Gabriel comes and to give us the message, to give us the prophecy, the dream, the prophetic dreams. He is the one who is qualified. He knows it better, how God speaks and what is the content of the message of God and how God speaks. He knows it better. The angel Gabriel, in his message, you will understand that his message is pointing to the Messiah, is pointing to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That is what you and I need to do. Our message, every Sunday, every day when we preach as servant of God, must always point to the power of God. Not to our own power, but to the power of God. Gabriel the angel's message points to the Messiah. According to prophet Daniel, we understand that Gabriel the angel looks like a man. Looks like a man. Archangel Michael looks also like a man, according to the prophet Daniel. Meaning that they know better humankind. They know better humankind. They are every time in this world. Every time with us, because they know that they have to protect us. They have to give us the message. They have to transfer the message of God. That is what is good with these angels. They are closer to us. They are like men. Can you know it in the book of Daniel chapter 8, verse 15? Let me say this in French to end the service. This message, I believe you have understood, my brother, my sister. L'autre ange que nous pouvons voir ici, c'est l'ange Gabriel. Donc l'ange Gabriel, lui, il se met devant le Seigneur. Il se met debout devant le Seigneur. Il est le messager. Il est le messager du Seigneur. Il est le messager de la bonne nouvelle. Il connaît comment Dieu parle. Il connaît le message de Dieu. Il connaît comment Dieu transfère ses messages. Lorsque nous dormons, on reçoit des rêves de l'Éternel. Il faut comprendre que Gabriel, il connaît ça. Comment ça se passe? Chaque personne a sa qualité. Chaque personne a ses dents. Ici, l'ange Gabriel, il se met devant le Seigneur pour capter le message et pour transmettre le message au peuple de Dieu. L'ange Gabriel, ici, il est comme l'homme, selon la prophétie, la vision du prophète Daniel. Il est comme l'ange. C'est comme Michel. Il est aussi comme l'homme. Ça veut dire qu'ils sont plus proches de la terre. Ils sont là pour travailler pour nous protéger, pour nous délivrer, pour nous parler. Ils sont plus proches de nous. Ils sont comme l'homme. Maintenant, regarde bien, ma soeur, mon frère. Selon tout ce qu'on a vu comme message, la Bible nous démontre qu'il y a beaucoup d'anges. Le nombre n'est pas déterminé. Le livre d'Apocalypse présente qu'il y a beaucoup d'anges. Le nombre n'est pas précisé. Il n'y a pas de précision de nombre. Mais on peut parler de catégories. Finalement, on a combien de catégories ici d'anges? Voilà donc. Essayez de voir. Je termine par ici. Il y a combien de catégories d'anges? La première catégorie que nous pouvons voir ici, c'est la catégorie des séraphim. La catégorie des séraphim, c'est-à-dire les anges qui font la promotion de la sanctification. Eux, ils sont là. C'est comme dans des églises, quand tu rentres dans une église, on te parle de la sanctification, de la sanctification, de la sanctification. Ils sont là. C'est comme ça. Ça, c'est leur travail. Ils sont là. Donc, la catégorie séraphim, c'est la catégorie des anges qui sont là pour nous motiver à maintenir le salut, la vie de sanctification. L'autre catégorie, c'est la catégorie des chérubim éternels. Le bien de l'éternel. Et la troisième catégorie, c'est la catégorie défenseur, délivrance. C'est donc Michel. La quatrième catégorie, c'est la catégorie des messages prophétiques. Donc Gabriel. Vous voyez, nous avons beaucoup d'anges, bien sûr, mais tous ces anges-là, ils sont donc ici répartis dans ces quatre catégories. Il n'y a pas une autre catégorie, une autre catégorie. Mais nous voyons ces catégories-là. Vous voyez, au temps de la tribulation, au temps, je veux dire, du jugement dernier, lorsque Dieu va jeter les gens à l'abîme, ça sera le travail de l'ange Michel. La Bible explique que ça, ce sera le travail de l'ange Michel avec ses agents, anges, qui vont travailler. Parce que Apocalypse chapitre 12 nous explique ce qui s'est passé, ce qui se passera. Voilà, je vais comprendre quelque chose. Apocalypse chapitre 12 que nous venons de lire explique ce qui s'était passé et ce qui passera. J'explique ici. Ce qui s'était passé, Apocalypse 12, prenez note. Qu'est-ce qui s'était passé? Lucifer était au ciel. Il a été jeté sur la terre. Apocalypse 12, il est en train de dire, faites attention, le diable, nous l'avons jeté à la terre, il est là. Faites attention, vous qui aimez les choses du monde, le diable va s'occuper de vous. Apocalypse chapitre 12. Et la Bible dit, Apocalypse 12, que le diable, il est ici accusateur. Il est accusateur. Et ça, c'était avant l'arrivée de Jésus-Christ, la première venue de Jésus-Christ. Le diable, il était là en train d'accuser. Il a accusé Job, il accuse des gens, il accuse. Pour comprendre ça, lisez Apocalypse 12. Je suis en train de vous expliquer ça prophétiquement. Maintenant, quand Jésus-Christ est arrivé, il est allé au ciel. Au moment où il est allé, la puissance du diable qui est accusateur était perdue. Donc toute personne qui est attachée à Jésus-Christ, il est maintenant protégé avec Jésus, sous Jésus. L'accusation du diable a perdu la force. Maintenant, au dernier temps, c'est la même chose. Apocalypse 12 présente deux mouvements. Le deuxième mouvement ici, c'est la même chose. Dieu, il va jeter le diable. Maintenant, à l'abîme. Et c'est le travail de Michel avec ses agents pour jeter le dragon. Je pense que vous avez compris. J'ai terminé mon message. Je le présente en anglais ici, cette dernière partie. This last part of this message, I'm speaking about categories. Categories of angels. We have the category of seraphim. The angels, seraphim, they are there to promote sanctification, holiness. Their love is to see you and I, not to miss salvation. That is why we see Prophet Isaiah said, I am a sinner. I'm a sinner. But the angel, seraphim, came to help him, to deliver him. He was now holy. God said, go and work. Another category of angel, it is a cherubim. Cherubim is a category of angel to protect God's property. If today we are living holy, we will find ourselves in a holy place. In the holy place. In the call it according to Psalm 91. In the holy of the holies. In the secret place of the Most High. We need the life of sanctification to be in the secret place of the Most High. We need the life of sanctification to be in the secret place of the Most High. If we don't live sanctified, the work of a cherubim will be there to prevent us from entering the holy ground and to receive the blessing. Adam and Eve, they were cast out of the garden because of what? Sin. God is saying he put the cherubim to protect the property of God, the garden of Eden. The Ark of Covenant is here also protected by the cherubim, the property of God. You and I, we are property of God. When we are holy, we live sanctified, we are protected also by the cherubim, because we become God's property. That's why the Bible is saying, touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm, because you become a God's property, protection. Another category of the angel, it is the category of deliverance. Deliverance, meaning that you are already in the hand of the devil. You don't need a cherubim. When you are in the hand of the devil, you don't need a cherubim. You need. Quand tu es dans la main du diable, tu n'as pas besoin de séraphin, tu n'as pas besoin de chérubin, mais tu as besoin de Michel, celui qui va te faire sortir de la main du diable. Alléluia! Je pense que quelqu'un comprend ici. You need the hand of Michael to take you out of the pit of hell. That is another category of the angel. The last category, it is the category of message. Gabriel. The category of a message. God uses his angel to give the message, to transfer the message to you. That is another category. We understand in the book of Revelation chapter 12, the Bible is talking about what will happen in the last days when Michael, the warrior, will defeat the devil, the dragon. And the Bible is saying, the dragon is on the earth. You who are there on the earth, pay attention, because the dragon will deal with you. So, Revelation chapter 12 is presenting two moments. First of all, the first moment when for the first time Lucifer was cast out from heaven. It was a battle. It was a battle. He went down with many other angels. Follow me. He went down on earth with many other angels. Revelation 12 is saying, pay attention. You are on earth. You and I, we need to pay attention. We are on earth. Lucifer has been cast out on the ground. He's ruling now on the earth. You are on the earth. Pay attention. Meaning that even though we are in this world, our life may be connected to the life of heaven. But if you are in this earth and our life is connected to the life of earth, then the dragon will deal with us. Pay attention, you are on earth. The dragon is there now. That is the first moment. But Jesus Christ came for the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he came, hallelujah, he resurrected. And then you and I, we were released by Satan, the accuser, the persecutor. So, for the hand of the devil to be released or to be removed from us, you and I, we need to be with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ takes us out of the pit of the devil. Takes us out of the pit of the devil. We are out. We are no more in the hand of the devil. We are no more in the hand of Lucifer, who is accusing us because of our sin. Jesus Christ is the one who takes us out of the pit of darkness, and our sin have been removed, forgiven. Now we are with Jesus Christ. The accuser has lost now his power. Even though we are living on earth, the accuser, Lucifer, has lost his power. We are on earth, but we are living in heaven, spiritually. It is dangerous when we are on earth and we live according to the earth way. The devil, who is the accuser, will continue to accuse us. The second moment of this Revelation chapter 12 is explaining the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
when the dragon will be defeated by the warrior number one, Archangel Michael, and he will be cast out down. Do you understand that the Archangel Michael is powerful? His name is mentioned everywhere as a warrior. Let us stand up, my brother, my sister. We need the power of God to deliver us, to sanctify us, to bless us. We need the power of God to speak to our lives, to give us a prophetic word, to give us wisdom and knowledge. We need the power of God to deliver us from the evil one. Let us stand up as we pray. Thank you, thank you. Where you are, begin to say thank you, Jesus Christ, for this message. I understand that I'm not alone. I understand that your angels, they are there protecting me. As you explain this in the book of Psalm chapter 91, I understand your angels, they are with me, guiding me, protecting me. I understand your angels, they are there speaking to me, delivering me when I fall. They help me to rise up. I understand that your angels, they are protecting your property. And I am one of your property. Say it. I understand that your angels, they will always be there with me because you are the God of love. I understand that Satan, the accuser, has no power anymore on me because Jesus Christ has delivered me by the power of the resurrection. I understand, even though I am living on earth, but my mind is connected to the heavenly life, then the devil has no control over me. Hallelujah. I understand. Continue to say it. Continue. Because as you pray like that, you're going to feel released. You're going to feel connected in the spirit. Repeat it. Merci, Jésus, parce que je comprends que tes anges, par ton amour, sont avec moi tous les jours. Merci, Jésus, parce que je crois que tes anges, par ton amour, sont avec moi tous les jours pour me protéger, pour me protéger. Je comprends, Seigneur Jésus, que Satan n'est plus accusateur contre ma vie, parce que toi, tu m'as délivré, parce que toi, tu m'as élevé, parce que toi, tu as effacé mes péchés, tu m'as pardonné. Je suis maintenant de ton côté. La puissance de résurrection m'a sauvé. Le diable n'est plus l'accusateur contre ma vie. Il n'y a plus rien que le diable va trouver pour m'accuser, parce que je suis sous ton sang, au nom de Jésus-Christ. Moi, je comprends, Seigneur Jésus, que je suis ta propriété. Tu m'as créé pour te servir. Je suis ton serviteur et tu me protèges comme ce que tu avais fait pour protéger l'arche d'alliance. Oh papa, je comprends que tu continueras à me protéger. Tu continueras à me protéger parce que toi, tu es le Dieu qui protège ta propriété. Ce qui est pour toi continuera à être protégé. Moi, je suis ta propriété. Tu continueras à me protéger comme tu avais protégé l'arche d'alliance. Oh papa, que l'alliance que tu as signée avec ton église continue à être là pour ma vie, au nom de Jésus-Christ. Je comprends et je le crois que tes anges sont là pour me délivrer. Chaque fois quand quelque chose de mal arrive, quand je tombe dans des difficultés, ton ange sera là pour me sortir de l'abîme. Je continuerai à être collé avec toi, Seigneur Jésus. Je le crois, ô Père, que chaque fois quand je suis perdu, je n'ai pas de message d'orientation, mais toi, tu me parleras comme ce que tu avais fait à Joseph, le mari de Marie. Ô Seigneur Jésus, tu continueras à me parler parce que Gabriel sera là pour me donner des messages venant de toi. Je le crois, papa, que tout le jour tu me protégeras. Au nom de Jésus, Toi, répète seulement ces prières, ma soeur, mon frère, et ça marchera pour toi au nom puissant de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Je prie que l'Éternel Dieu accepte ta prière, toi qui as prié. I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ accept your prayer. You have prayed, and you're going to follow this service, and you're going to pray tomorrow, or after 2 months, 3 months, 1 year. Continue to pray. The Lord Jesus Christ will be there to release his power, the power of his love, to heal you, to restore you, to deliver you, to bless you, to redeem you, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud, my brother, my sister, for the Holy Ghost. Yes, applaudis pour le Saint-Esprit. Nous avons donc terminé. Moi, j'ai terminé mon message. On peut s'asseoir, ma soeur, mon frère. Yes, we are going to pray for the offering. Papa Jeremy, may you just lead the service until we close. Yes, you pray for the offering. And after that, you are going to pray for the closing service. The Lord Jesus Christ is good. Ma soeur, mon frère, l'homme de Dieu, Papa Jérémy, va prier pour l'offrande. Et après l'offrande, il va prier pour la clôture. Je pense que vous avez compris, ma soeur, mon frère. Entre temps, je présente cette petite annonce que chaque mardi et jeudi, nous avons service d'interprétation des rêves à partir de 21h d'Afrique du Sud. Et mercredi, nous avons l'enseignement à partir de 21h d'Afrique du Sud. L'enseignement, n'oubliez toujours pas. Vendredi, nous avons prié de minuit. Mais pour l'heure, on fait des prières de minuit. On va voir. On veut faire que prière de minuit soit seulement une fois par mois. Mais pour l'heure, on va faire 2 semaines seulement. Non, 2 prières de minuit. Yes, 2 prières de minuit par mois. On commence par ça, c'est-à-dire le premier vendredi du mois et le dernier vendredi du mois. Donc, on commencera à le faire comme ça, le premier vendredi du mois et le dernier vendredi du mois, nuit de prière. Mais lorsqu'on va avoir toutes les structures bien réunies, le dernier vendredi du mois, on fera la nuit de prière directe, physique, ici dans l'église. C'est là où on va faire la veillée de prière. On est en train d'attendre qu'on puisse avoir toutes les conditions réunies. Donc, on viendra ici. On implore le Seigneur, la miséricorde de Dieu. On peut dormir sur le sol. On prie là, on prie pour l'église, on prie pour nous-mêmes. Donc, la veillée de prière. On viendra ici, s'il faut manger, on prépare la nourriture, les beignets, tout comme ça, le café. On sera ici. Lorsqu'on sera prêt, on va annoncer cela. Mais pour l'heure, ce qu'on fera, c'est le premier vendredi du mois et le dernier vendredi du mois. Lorsque tout sera prêt, le dernier vendredi du mois, on fera ça à l'église. Je pense que vous avez compris. Je vais présenter ceci en anglais. The announcement, my brother, my sister here, is this. Every first Friday and the last Friday of the month, it will be night of prayer. Okay? The first Friday and the last Friday. You used to have a midnight prayer every Friday. But this time around, we stop it. It will be the first month. The first Friday of the month, it will be midnight prayer. And the last Friday of the month, it will be night of prayer. Please write it very well. The first Friday of the month, it will be midnight prayer. It is 1 hour. The last Friday of the month, it will be night of prayer. It used to be 3 hours. But if everything is okay, we are planning to do the night of prayer, the last Friday of the month, in the church, meaning that we are here around maybe 8 p.m. in the night. We arrange the church. We now, people, they will come, we're going to sleep here. We pray, we eat, we share the word of God, and other people from Europe, from France, from Canada, Nigeria, they will be connected. We need maybe a TV. It will be here, the TV will be here, and to see other brothers and sisters on the screen. So that is what will happen. It will be a night of a deliverance. People, they may come also from different parts of the cities. We pray for them on that day, the last Friday of the month. It's a Friday of a deliverance, night of a prayer. We worship the Lord, we pray, we deliver the sick, we heal the sick. That is what will be happening. Support us in the prayer so that it's going to work for the glory of God. Thank you, my brother, for your time. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Is there anyone who's blessed today with the word of God? If you are really blessed, put your hand together for our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us put our hand together for the word of God. It was so powerful. So we thank God for that. So we thank God for today's service. I don't know, is there anyone who's come here for the first time? Is it your first time to come? It's not the first time. So we thank God for that. So as you can see, we still have empty chairs. So it's our duty to make sure that to bring even one person each and every Sunday. You see, how many are we? And then if each and every person can bring one person, you will see the number is going to double. And then it's going to be the same the next Sunday and the following one. So God also is going to bless us for that. So we thank God for everything. This is the time now we are going to offer for our Lord. We don't come empty-handed. If you have something, just bring it. You are going to offer. Take your offering and we are going to put in the basket. Amen. Amen. So we can offer. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let us pray for the offering. Father, we thank you, O everlasting Father. We bless this offering, O Lord. Shower your financial blessing upon the person that just need the offering now in the mighty name of Jesus. For those who do not give, O Lord, remember us and bless us so that next time we can bring and be blessed also in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we are at the end of our service. I'm going to ask you, brother, let us stand up so that we can close our service, today's service. Amen. Everlasting Father, we thank you, the beginning and the end of everything, O Father. We thank you, O Lord, as you started with us, now you are the end, O Lord. We are really blessed with your word. You speak to us, to your servant, Everlasting Father. And we believe that, O Lord, your angels, they are there with us. They are working with us to protect and to fight for us, O Lord. Thank you, Everlasting Father. As we pray also, as we be going out of this place, walk with us, be with us, your angel protect us, O Lord. And this week also is going to start, O my Father, my God. We bless Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and next week, Sunday, as we are going to meet again, we are going to testify about your greatness. Everlasting Father, we thank you for everything that you have done for us. And in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.